Hello, you're listening to the Swiss Info Programme. I'm Jo Fay. The tech sector is traditionally dominated by men, but in Zurich a movement started to bring together the women and make sure they're a force to be reckoned with. It's a Wednesday evening in Zurich, and around 100 women have packed into a room at Google's Zurich offices. There's even a handful of men. They're part of the WeShape Tech Network for Women and are getting together this evening to meet new people and swap contacts, ideas and stories.
It's important to me to increase diversity in tech. I love working in tech and I want to see more women there. I want that it's the norm.
Petra Ehrmann works in business development at Google in Zurich, licensing content to power different apps, such as Maps. She thinks the most important thing women can take away from events like these are the connections that can be forged.
We have a two-folded approach at WeShape Tech. So first, we want to create a network of strong women where women help other women, encourage them to step up. And second, but this is beyond the events actually, so we want to collaborate with company, with leading executives to kind of establish the preconditions to set the tone and help women to thrive.
The tech field is quite broad, but to get an idea of the gender split in Switzerland, here's the breakdown for the IT sectors. Around 195,000 men work in IT, whereas around 66,500 women are in the field. The WeShape Tech Network is organised by six women in the industry, in their free time and of their own initiative. It includes women who work at large tech companies and startups, whether in web development, as scrum masters, UX designers, software engineers and more. So why do initiatives like this matter so much? I pose the question to Petra.
I think it matters for various reasons. I think if we have a very diverse team, the product will be better. I also believe that if we're a diverse team, eventually we can design them better towards the user. And ultimately, also MIT researchers show and prove that diverse teams perform much better on a revenue level. And I believe that's probably in everyone's interest.
Janine is another woman who runs the networking events with Petra.
I founded a company 9 years ago together with a business partner. We're in the field of corporate design and corporate identity.
She has a male business partner.
I really feel that the diversity that we can offer with our small but diverse team is extremely important for our clients.
And do you find that you take on different tasks? Do you say that, you know, okay, you're good at all the technology, so you deal with where we're going to put the cables or something like that? Or do you have that kind of separation, or does it not really break up like that?
We have sort of taken on tasks that we kind of realised who's good in which field. Say I'm more of an outgoing person, so I sort of do more of the networking and I get to know the clients and introduce them to our company. And my business partner is more of a backbone. We're very complementary to each other. But we notice that the clients try to put a role upon us. So when the technical question comes, all the eyes jump to my business partner. And when the kind of emotional la-la lifestyle questions come, then they look at me. And we try to break through this and try to break up these dynamics a little bit.
I asked Janine what she gets out of the WeShape Tech Network.
It's about being strong together. If every single woman or every single person kind of fights for diversity or for the rights of themselves, then there's not enough impact. So women should try and learn to work together, to network together, to get strong together, and that's one of our aims. And also one of the results we actually already feel. And we can see that the change of a mindset with the people that have been with us for a while.
At the Google event that evening, I met some of the people in the crowd who are benefiting from the network.
I'm Bridget and I'm from Bern. I started my own company this summer called Break the Box. It's a company about product innovation in software engineering. When I attended the first event of WeShape Tech Zurich, I thought this is a really perfect opportunity because I think I like the idea of a community about diversity but not discriminating any gender. It's a pro-women, not a contra-men network, and I like that.
Bridget Tulliger told me what it was like working as a woman in her field. She believes you need some courage to go into this kind of career.
But when I got into my first profession, I started getting kind of comments on my job, like, finally a woman in our team, so our office space isn't dirty anymore, or stuff like that. And I really didn't understand that. So I thought, I wasn't heard about that. I don't care if they say that, but I think it's kind of an issue if our culture has to discuss such topics, as long as it's not normal to be a woman or a man in any job at all. We have to get in touch and do something about it. Yeah.
And the incident Bridget described to me was just 2 years ago. She no longer works there. But she doesn't think someone should change companies just because of incidents like this. She says it has to be for its own reasons, and not to try and escape a certain type of attitude. Melanie Kovacs was at the networking event too. She runs the Master 21 Academy. Based in Zurich, it trains people to become web developers.
So the idea is in my head for more than 2 years now. But I think where we said, yeah, let's do it and start it was in May this year. And there is going to be a full-time boot camp for 9 weeks in January.
And what were you doing before you started this academy?
Still the same that I'm actually doing now. I work at Cinetta, which is a web agency here in Zurich. There I also see the need for developers. Like, on the one hand, we have difficulty finding developers for our team. And on the other hand, our clients struggle to find developers. And then also, I started an association called Aspire 2 years ago. And there I also saw that a lot of people are interested in learning how to code.
When you say that you had difficulties finding developers, in what way? There just weren't people who matched specifically what you were looking for, or what was the issue there?
Yeah, in general, it's hard to find people with the level and skills we need.
That simple.
Yeah.
Obviously, with Google being here, there's a lot of developers in Zurich.
But they also have a lot of developers from outside Zurich, from abroad. Google is very international. Maybe another thing that led me to start the Master 21 Academy was that I personally wanted to learn a little bit more how to code. Like working closely with developers at the web agency, I wanted to understand better. And I did these studies, requirements engineering and human-computer interaction design. And there basically it's computer science and design and psychology. And in the computer science part, I was like, yay, I finally learned how to program a little bit. But in the end, actually, it was professor talking 8 hours in school, very old school. And we didn't need to like think or create anything during the lecture. The project we were working on was also not motivating. It was kind of a grade management app. Not really an app you would want to develop yourself, I guess. Yeah, the third part was we actually had the exam on paper, a programming exam. So I was quite, yeah, I thought this way of learning how to program is not the way. Because in the end, a lot of my classmates were like, oh, programming is not for me because I'm too stupid, because they didn't get it that way. Or, oh, it's not fun. And I'm convinced it can be fun, and that's why I started this bootcamp, to teach in a different way.
The bootcamps aren't exclusively for women, but one of the most recent sessions was filled with more than 50% of women. I asked Melanie if there's a typical profile for a woman who signs up to learn code.
I don't know whether you can generalize. I think a lot of people already work kind of in the web tech industry. A lot of designers are interested, I see. That makes actually sense that they can also better collaborate with developers if they know a little bit how to code and how this all works. I don't think that there is a specific profile.
Are we talking about sort of student age or women in their 20s? Or are you seeing a lot of women in the kind of late 40s and 50s who are coming?
I think for now it has been, even though I don't know, I didn't check their age on the applicant form for this event, but I think it's about 25 to 40 maybe for now. Even though I know also women who are above that age who are interested, but I think for them maybe we need to make a specific offer. I know a friend who she would love to learn with her friends who are women executives in their 40s, 50s.
When it comes to code, Google Zurich is bursting with it. It's the internet giant's biggest engineering centre outside of the US, with close to 2,000 people working there and 75 nationalities. They don't have country-specific diversity stats, but globally, 19% of tech jobs at Google are taken by women. I sat down with Eric Tolome, Product Management Director for Google Zurich, and asked him how they approach diversity in hiring.
So when we hire, you know, we of course try to hire the best people. And a lot of this is, you know, very skilled people for computer science, particularly in engineering departments, which is where I work. But one thing we've been paying a lot more attention in the past few years that we maybe didn't enough before is also just the diversity of our employees and making sure that, you know, we go the extra mile to try and recruit people that are not necessarily for the same backgrounds, because it's very easy to recruit males, for instance, when you're in the tech industry.
What that means in concrete terms is that they have recruiters who are specifically looking for women. But once the women are working at Google, how do they make sure they progress as they should?
We look hard for any sort of bias. The one bias we had seen, for instance, is women were not self-declaring themselves ready for promotion, which is one thing you can do at Google. This is something that was fairly easy to address by making sure that we told them, hey, you should just be going forward more often, and making sure managers of women were paying more attention and making sure that, you know, that was corrected. But in general, I think we just pay a lot of attention to the process, the metrics, and that's working reasonably well.
And do you have formal measures in place to try and make sure that this happens?
A lot of it is just raising awareness. You know, one of the things we've done, for instance, is train a huge amount of employees on what we call unconscious bias, is making them realize that even though they may think they're not biased, you know, I used to think I was not biased, actually, because of whatever is our history, we all are biased in some ways. And so I think realizing this is a very strong first step in making sure that we remove some of the biases that may still be there.
Women putting themselves forward, like Tolome describes, is something Sheryl Sandberg, Chief Operating Officer at Facebook, drew attention to with her book, Lean In. Is it a lack of opportunities and support for women that makes a difference in the tech world? I asked Marika Carsons, a senior principal consultant at Namex, an internet marketing service. Originally from Germany, she's another board member of WeShape Tech.
For women in Germany, it's much more normal to step up and be part of the whole thing.
How much is the responsibility on women to step up, lean in, call it whatever you want? Mm-hmm. Is that our responsibility? Or at what point does it become, you know, we are stepping up, but people are holding us back?
It's not really easy to answer. I think it's both sides. So you really have to step up and you have to tell everybody what you want to do and be strong in this. That's not always an easy thing. And in companies, a lot of people think, hey, okay, you have every chance, just take it. And you really have to work on making them aware of the difficulties that we have to face.
A lot of women seem to have the issue that they feel like they're not qualified or they're not good enough, or how much of an issue do you think that is?
I think it's quite an issue. When we took a look at studies, it's always the topic that if women are looking for a new job, they always try to cover everything for 100%, and they think they have to cope with everything. And men are much more relaxed if they say, okay, 75%, 50% is enough, and I can learn the rest. I think we have to be much more relaxed about these topics and do it the same way.
Where does the network go from here? A few events in, Petra filled me in on what they're planning.
We're six ladies and we have ideas in abundance. Our probably two next events, one will probably be in December, just a networking event. And the second one is probably about role models, because we realize this topic is absolutely crucial. If you have somebody you can look up, you'll definitely want to grow in that direction.
For more stories on the job market in Switzerland or tech and innovation, head to our website swissinfo.ch. If you've been affected by these issues, why not write to us in the comments and tell us about your experiences? Thanks this week to studio technician Jakob Stroller. This has been the Swiss Info Programme. I'm Jo Faye.